wanted to talk about some of my favorite sets of the weekend for some of my favorite artists that I saw at Shambhala this year. This year, I mean, every year, there's so many artist, like, conflictions, like, people you love playing at the same time at different stages, because there's so many different stages and such a wide variety of music, it's really hard to see everyone. But these are the ones that I saw that I, like, loved. Obviously, it's Murph. Another one at Fractal would be Neon Steve. Sophie Tucker, amazing. Alley Cat. And Illenium at the Village. Illenium surprised me because, like, listening to them live was a completely different experience, and I've never seen Illenium live before, and he truly rocked my socks off, especially at the Village. And I was I wasn't like expecting it. Like, I just happened to stumble upon it, and I was like, whoa, I didn't know you got down and dirty like that. Like, that was, it was crazy. Like, I was taken aback. Illenium, you are something special. That was crazy. Anyway, so that was an awesome set, which I just wasn't expecting. I don't know. Anyway, you gotta see him live. Opio at Fractal, Sticky Buds, and Bob Moses at the Living Room. Bob Moses was probably one of my top sets of the entire festival. They blew my mind. I was a fan of them before coming to this festival, like, a while before, and then I think I figured out that they were playing Shams this year, and I obviously had to see them. I'm gonna talk more about them in a bit. I'm gonna play more music, and then I'll come back and talk about how awesome Bob Moses was, and maybe even this. I had a really fun river adventure that maybe I'll talk about too, if you're lucky. And so I'm going to play some Wookiee and some Alley Cat. Alley Cat gets a bit intense. It's loud. It's definitely really loud and a beat. And it's more of a faster, harder beat. I love Alley Cat. I am a really big fan of her, and seeing her play The Village, like, it really, really rocked my socks off. So I have to give her flowers, and we have to listen to her. So that'll be really awesome. I'm just giving you a heads up that it's going to be a little bit more intense. Anyway, so then I'll come back and I'll talk about my Bob Moses experience and maybe a sneaky river adventure. But for now, here is Edge of 17 by Wookiee. Ooh, baby, ooh,
touch you way up here. No, you could teach me some things I've been dying to know.
Thank you.
So gorgeous. That was just In the Alley by Alley Cat. And this is Raccoon City here on 90.1 FM community radio station. And I'm your host, Katie. I'm here on 90.1 FM on every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. Yeehaw. That was just Alley Cat. In the Alley, whom played the village this year at Shambhala. It was so epic. It was so cool. Alley Cat goes so bananas. She's just so... Ugh. This is my episode where I talk about Shambhala because I just got back from the festival very recently. And I want to discuss the epic, amazing experience that is this music festival that occurs in Salmo, British Columbia, every single year. This year was especially really cool and special and really fun. I think every single year that I go, I get better at going. I learn new things. I learn how to pack differently or to dress differently, or just I just learn things about the festival and about myself every single year. So I'm really, this year was just really extra special and really, really cool. I loved this year. This was such a fantastic, fun, epic experience. And one really fantastic, epic thing that I wanted to talk about because I have time. I went on a really epic, fun river adventure. And if you don't know about Shambhala Music Festival, it's on a river. So it's located on a farm right next to a river, and the river is constantly flowing and it's beautiful and it's amazing. But typically when you go to the river, a lot of people just sit there or relax and they stay stagnant. But the thing about a river is it moves. It's constantly in motion. And every year I've been there, I've always wanted to go for a really, 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 really long walk up the river, and then float all the way down. And this year I completed that goal. And it was so stunning and everything I could have asked for. I walked, if you've been to Shambhala, you'd know that Riverside is up the river. So I walked all the way to the Riverside camping section, and I went even a little bit further, and I floated all the way down to the secret beach area down in Meta. So it was a fairly long distance of floating. And the river's cold, but I made do. It was really fun. It was just me and this floaty and this river. It was just an amazing time. I made so many friends along the way. It was actually crazy. So many people, a lot of people do this float thing because it's nice. And there was just so many fun friends I made. And then you go, you get closer to downtown where the river is, and you see the living room, and there's people playing at the living room. So then, you hear music, and it's there's so many other people playing music, and then there's so many cool floaties and just all these other things, and you just make friends. And I really felt like I was on nature's roller coaster. There was parts that were a little bit faster, and then there was parts that were slower or stagnant, and you spin. It was really cool. Great river experience. 10 out of 10 recommend. If you go to Shambhala, get in that river and let it take you where it needs to take you, because it's so much fun. So that was really fun. And then also the second thing I wanted to talk about before I go was one of my favorite sets, which was Bob Moses at the Living Room from 12:15 to 2 a.m. This set was so much fun, and it was so cool, and it was just such a stunning, epic experience. Bob Moses is a music. They're a group of two dudes. They're from, I think they live in New York, but they have roots in Vancouver, so they grew up in Vancouver, which is really, really neat. And I've been listening to them for like a while, but then I found out that they were coming and playing the Living Room this year at Shams, and I was so excited, so I had to see their entire set, so that's exactly what I did. And this was like Saturday night, so it was a little bit like I was a little bit, you know, tired or whatever, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll go to this like Living Room set, like it'll be really chill and like really relaxed. It is a club set, but I was like, in my brain I was like, oh, I can just like sit and like relax and stuff. As soon as Bob Moses started, I'm up and dancing. It was crazy. Like, and I was tired and I knew I wanted to just like chill, but like I could not. My body was just like, it was hypnotized by amazing rhythmic and stunning sounds. Like I was just like, what is happening to my body? Like I was just like, oh my God. It was a crazy, crazy awesome show. So Bob Moses, they have really great music, but them live, completely different experience. Just like otherworldly. Like I was just, it was honestly indescribable. You kind of have to experience it, but if you ever have the chance to see Bob Moses live, go see them. They're really cool. It's really awesome. I hope they come back, but I'm so happy that I went and that it was such an amazing experience. I love Bob Moses in general. I think they're just such an amazing group. But their music is like a little bit slower, like it's a little bit like chill comparative to a lot of the other music at Shams. But this set especially, I think it's their club set, so it was a bit more like dancey, and I honestly just had the greatest time. Love them, love the Living Room, loved Shambhala this year. It was so awesome. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I'm going to play some more Bob Moses before I go, but this is probably the last time I'll be talking, so thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next week, Tuesday, 12 to 1, like always, so definitely come hang out, tune in to 90.1 FM here on CJSF. Oh my goodness. Tyler, the Creator, came out with a new album, Don't Touch the Glass, and I didn't get a chance to talk about it this week because I was talking about Shams and there was a lot to talk about, but maybe I'll talk about it next week because I love that album. Don't Touch the Glass is so good. Oh my God, it's so good. And it came out right around Shams, so I was like, oh my God, I can't like listen to it. But well, I had a lot of driving to do, so I was definitely listening to it, and it's so good. It's such a good anyway, I have to go. But keep listening to CJSF 90.1 up FM. We've got so many more cool epic shows coming up next and coming up tomorrow and all throughout the days. There's so many epic cool shows you can listen to here 90.1 FM. Check out our website cjsf.ca. You can hear all of my pre-recorded or my recorded episodes from every week Tuesday 12th 1 and other programmers episodes every week Tuesday or every single all of their episodes. Anyway, I hope you have the best week ever. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. Now we're going to listen to some Bob Moses because they're awesome. Okay, have the best day ever. Here is Time and Time Again by Bob Moses. Bye!
Time and time again, I turn. Time and time.
Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed. I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1. See you all next week. Bye!
I didn't request
liver disease affects 1 in 4 Canadians. It doesn't come with a warning. It doesn't wait for the right moment. It can happen to anyone at any time. While liver disease may be part of your story, it doesn't define it. Liver Canada is here for you before, during, and after diagnosis. Find resources, support, and hope at liver.ca. Liver Canada, by your side at every stage.
With Canada's health system under strain, going digital can help heal our healthcare. From virtual visits for everyday concerns to faster, more accurate diagnostics powered by AI, technology is transforming care. Digital Health Canada supports the people and innovations behind this change. Learn more at digitalhealthcanada.com and subscribe to our podcast.